Okay, dear friends, welcome back to the program with this hour dedicated toward trying to keep you up to speed on what's really going on in terms of this horrible bioweapon annihilation of an awful lot of people on this planet. How many? We don't know yet. We're watching very, very closely. It's the Jeff and Erica Hour for sure. You're always welcome to pass these programs around. They're all put up on the homepage for free. They're on the right-hand side. Just look for the archive. You'll see it, Jeff and Erica. It's right there. All these programs and some key stories I put up there to kind of mix things up a little bit as well. We've got some headlines to jump through. Then we're going to hear from Pierre Corey. That'll be fun. Then there's a new video out by Greg Reese. And I generally like Greg Reese's work, but this one, he really shoots himself in both feet. We're going to take a look at that for a couple minutes. And then we have something very interesting. When we first started this program, 2.5 years ago, we played a video of a woman. Her name is Nikki. And she was very, very much ahead of 95% of the masses in terms of her warnings, her realization about what this was all about. She's not particularly active anymore, but we played that video at least once, probably twice. We're going to play it again because it's time to revisit it. It's that good. So let's stop mushing around here and get going. Welcome back there, partner. Are you okay? All set?
I am okay. Ready to go.
All right. Finished your root beer float?
Okay. Yep. Brush my tooth.
I never get root beer floats. I guess part of the reason is I don't eat regular ice cream. It's dairy. If I could find some real ice cream, I probably would indulge myself. I bought the coconut almond ice creams, and they're just not as good. There's no way.
I know.
It's just not.
It doesn't have the staying power of real ice cream.
No. Something very special about that. Of course, the number of ingredients in ice cream now is prohibitive, so that's another reason I stay way away from it. But it used to be, in the old days, really good stuff.
One with the most basic ingredients, it's reasonably good.
I did buy an organic ice cream, and I told you, it was vanilla, and it was awful. I don't know why. I have no idea, but it was no good. When I was a kid, they used to sell ice cream makers, and people used to make ice cream at home.
Mm-hmm.
It had a crank, and you cranked it, and you put salt in there, and then there was a container in the middle with, I guess, dairy products or whatever you mixed it with, and you'd make it, you'd grind it, grind the ice and churn it with a handle, and then you'd have ice cream. It was that was some ice cream back then. All right, what are we talking about here? COVID, how does that fit in with ice cream? It doesn't, so we'll stop. Now, headlines today. We're going to just dance through a few of them here. Scientists at Porton Down, that's in the UK, that's their super bioweapons lab, are preparing for bird flu to jump to a human-to-human transmission status. It's theoretically not there yet, but we all know that they can tweak anything to do almost anything they want. So if they want it to become an H2H transmission virus, they'll do it. So Porton Down is getting ready to make a vaccine to fight a human-to-human version of H5N1. Well, let's see what happens. All right. In Australia, and I mentioned this, executives of the Australian Pfizer branch insisted that nobody was forced to have the vaccine down there. But they also said, by way of admission, that a special batch of the vaccine was imported to Australia strictly for use on Pfizer employees.
How about that?
I guess they take care of their own. Here's another one. Spike protein-induced cardiotoxicity is a potential tsunami of cardiac issues over the next 20-plus years. No, it's a potential tsunami right now. It's a reality. I mean, when you have people saying that everyone who's gotten the shot has, in fact, pericarditis, you're saying a lot, and that's been said. I forgot who said it.
I think, Malone was one of the first to say it, but I think it's since been repeated by McCullough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with or without mm-hmm. symptoms, there is heart damage.
Right. That's not good. And pericardiectomy.
Pericardiectomy.
Right?
Yes, that's becoming a thing.
I figured. A new cottage industry. Now, just give us 15, 20 seconds on that.
Well, this is a procedure that's being performed frequently now, somewhat frequently, on these people that have developed pericarditis post-vax, although some of the medical establishment will claim that it's from the virus, not the vax. What happens is they get this pleural effusion or pericardial effusion in the lining, a fluid buildup between the lining of the heart and the heart. And their solution is to remove that lining, the pericardium, either some of it or all of it, which seems a little barbaric, considering it's your heart. I, you know, this is
well, that's right.
Open heart surgery. They crack the chest and open you up and just take out that piece of tissue that's causing the problem. What happens is it gets, I guess, fibrotic, so that the heart can't really expand when it needs to, expand and contract. And this makes it difficult to breathe and pump blood around the body. So they just remove the that
go
layer
in and take it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like if
the person
heart
feels
had,
much better.
That, so watch, this is going to be a big industry. Before it's over, I'll bet you. Chest cracking. Okay. Last two quick headlines. Top 104 U.S. colleges and universities have not repealed or dropped their demand that all incoming students get injected with a bioweapon. The top 104 colleges and universities are still forcing their students to take the often fatal, usually certainly debilitating, bioweapon injection. Isn't that nice? So don't send your kids to college, folks. Keep them home. Save the money, put it into food preparedness for what's coming, because what's coming is bad. 92% of COVID deaths in 2022 last year were 92% were triple plus vaxxed. Triple jabbed plus. That means, wasn't it two shots and then the booster originally? That was what it was.
Right, right.
So anyway. All right. Now, we move from a quick glance at some headlines to Pierre Corey. And he was on the Greg Hunter show recently talking about ivermectin. And he has written a book called The War on Ivermectin, the medicine that saved millions and could have ended the pandemic. All right. So we thought we'd just play a couple minutes of Pierre Corey here. Pierre Hot Tub Corey. It's an inside joke. All right, here, I should do that. Here we go.
I mean, let me start with a bold statement, which is, Greg, and I think you know this, but, you know, the core skill of a physician, especially a medical doctor, is as a diagnostician, right? We have to know what's wrong in order how to treat it. And I've been saying for 2 years now plus that the world has gone mad. And, you know, when I say that, that's just not a cavalier, you know, thoughtless statement. But what I mean is that the behaviors are so inexplicable, so divorced from logic and reason and facts. And there's a simple reason why the world has gone mad. It's been from unrelenting censorship and propaganda. And you brought up Ed Dowd, right? So, you know, Ed rightly has brought forth the most compelling data out of anyone, because it comes out of actuarial data, it comes out of labor statistics, it comes out of the CDC. He's using their own data to show that we have a humanitarian catastrophe that occurred in the wake of this global vaccine campaign in this country, with countless record-setting numbers of young people dying, employed, white-collar young people dying in droves. yet nobody wants to talk about it, right? So this gaslighting that you're kind of bringing up, you see it at the macro level along the media, the agencies, the government. I mean, I have an op-ed right now that was supposed to be published today in the U.S. Today, which calls out the unprecedented excess mortality in society. Now, it didn't run today. Apparently, Trump is having another media blitz with Trump stories. But, you know, at the macro level, this isn't being talked about. But you and I have talked about, and I think on your show, I've talked about what my experience is talking to the vaccine injured. Those are the ones that are still alive, but they're maimed. They're disabled. I have a huge practice with me and my partner of hundreds of patients who are disabled after the vaccine. They have vaccine injury syndromes. And one of the most troubling parts of their histories when you take it is when they recount their journey through the health system, seeing doctors at academic medical centers, Mayo Clinic, you know, Cleveland Clinic, Johns Hopkins, and they go, none of the doctors know what's wrong with them. None of the doctors will actually attribute an association to the vaccine. None of the doctors have any knowledge of what some of the mechanisms of that vaccine might relate to their symptoms. And so they come to me in distress. They're distraught. Many of them have been referred to psychiatry or physical therapy. Their suffering is immense. And they're so happy to talk to a doctor who's listening to them, takes a careful history, knows the association, the cause, and the mechanisms of why the vaccine has made them sick. But myself and my colleagues, we're very few. We're a small group out there trying to help a huge demand of patients. And I got to tell you, the plight of the vaccine injured right now in society is really, really sad one, because very few are getting the effective treatment they need.
Very few. And a word to the wise, you need to be your own advocate, or you need to have somebody you care about who cares about you advocate for you, or you're not going to get anywhere in organized mainstream AMA Rockefeller medicine. You're not going to get anywhere. You heard him say that about Johns Hopkins, he named four or five. They don't know because they don't want to go there. It's called not only denial, but they don't want trouble with their careers, so they'll stay away from it. They're not linking it or tying it to the shots. So Pierre Corey is, and bless him for that. The book is The War on Ivermectin by Dr. Pierre Corey. All right, any comment on that, and we'll move on.
That's very true. I mean, we've seen that now for 2 years with these people with, you know, you name it, myocarditis, neurological damage, you know, the heart issues.
Literally,
God, what else?
Tinnitus.
They drag themselves. If they can get an appointment with one of these specialists, which is generally many months out, and they run up a bunch of tests, and they just say that, you know, we don't know. You know, we can give you some steroids.
Yeah, they volleyball into some other specialist too. They just pass them around.
But there are they're getting a reputation now because they are in fact treating people for these vaccine injuries. The FLCCC, of course, is the most well known, but then followed closely, I would say, by this Peter McCullough's. He didn't start the company, but he's one of the board members. The Wellness Company. And then this Dr. Jordan Vaughn has been doing quite a bit with vax-injured people, particularly he's one of the few in this country that's qualified, has the equipment and the training to identify these amyloid clots in people. So he's another one that's really out there and providing some service for these injured people.
Right. Okay. All right, next up, Greg Reese. Now, I've played a lot of Greg Reese videos, put them on the site. I think he does generally a very good job. Unfortunately, he's shown in this particular video that he is eminently susceptible to fall into the same trap that most everyone does. They listen to somebody talking and they accept it as real with no proof, no hardcore science, no research on their part. If it sounds right, It's medical science by declaration or proclamation. That's what it is. And you accept it. Now, Erica is a biophysiologist, and she has an emphasis in nanotechnology out of MIT. She knows what's going on. And when you hear people, it's one of the hot ticket items now is to Get Dr. Dr. Anna, we'll just call her. I didn't want to name her, but Dr. Anna on your program. She's getting the fast track around all the major platforms, and she's making the same statements over and over again, which are really on their face, if you know anything about science, ludicrous. And yet people are memorizing these things when they care to and spewing them back, and they're embracing them as reality. I'm just going to play 2 minutes here, and then I'm going to go back and play it again, and we're going to take it apart, just so you understand how these people are getting away with making pronouncements that have no hard science behind them, real science. They're just declaring something to be real, and the masses, unfortunately, accept that to be true. All right, here's Greg Reese.
Using dark field microscopy, Dr. Anna Maria Mihalcea has captured in great detail what the scientific literature describes as effective technologies that exist today. Technology such as quantum dots. Quantum dots are nanotechnology with the ability to organize, operate, communicate, and build structures within the blood. They do so with a tunable photoluminescence that can be programmed to dictate various tasks via optical communication. The description and images displayed in the scientific literature compared to what Mihalcea's dark field microscopy has captured are the same. You can see the quantum dots blinking in different colors, acting as the artificial intelligence directing the self-assembly around them. Bubbles are created within the blood that act as construction sites. Within these construction bubbles, the quantum dots organize the various materials into self-assembly. These technologies are being found in both the blood of the vaccinated and in the blood of the unvaccinated. Depending on what materials are needed, the quantum dots will trigger them into self-assembly. The COVID vaccines are full of rare and heavy metals to make all manner of nanotechnology. But it seems as if almost everyone is infected with some sort of nanotech. According to several research teams, everyone's blood seems to contain the materials required to produce the filaments and the latticework for this technology. Blood samples that appear to be healthy have been completely transformed by applying a mere 10 milliamps of electric current for 2 hours. And it looks as if we may have been infected by the chemtrails.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. Now, that went right by, and most of you heard it, and you understood most of the words. And, you know, it sounds interesting. If you see the pictures of human blood under a dark field microscope, you're saying, wow, okay, that's what it is. No, that's not what it is. Now, first of all, dark field microscopes have a normal range of magnification somewhere between 40 and 1,000. 1,000 times the original image, 1,000x, 40x to 1,000x. In order to observe nanotechnology, nanoparticles, how much magnification, dear Erica, do we need?
Oh, at least 250,000, at least.
250 times the max of a dark field microscope. 250,000 times the max of a dark field microscope to even begin to see large clumps of nanotechnology, nanobots, nano this, nano that. In other words, you can't see crap with a dark field microscope and use the term nanotechnology in the same paragraph. It doesn't work. It's not physics. It's not there. All right.
Yeah, it's preposterous. Okay, go ahead.
No, you.
No, I mean, what I'm listening to is complete absurdity from someone that does not know what they're talking about.
No, and yet they're speaking it with conviction, like it's real, and showing you pictures of things that are supposed to be nanotech, self-assembling, hydrogel, polymer, microcircuits, hydrogels. God knows. When they start stringing those words together, self-assembling, people, they're impressed. They think that must be real. No, it's not. And the pictures we're looking at are dark field microscopy between 40 and 1,000 power. One recommendation was that you had to have not 250,000, but 20 million power to get down to an individual nano object. 20 million.
Yeah, but people can't even wrap their heads around how small nano it really is.
So whenever anybody, any of these so-called experts, uses the word nano, they're full of crap. They're just, yep. They're wrong. It's it's BS, and don't buy into it. But most people don't do their own reading or research, and that's just the way people are. And that's how they are going to win this game, if they haven't already won it. Okay? The sheep are not going to rise up. It's not going to happen. When you have an alt media that is largely dominated and controlled, if not outright created, by the very people behind this whole operation of depopulation and destruction and mass sterility, you don't have a chance. As Erica said, people who stumble into the world of alt news think, oh my God, I've found it, the Holy Grail. No. You may be in worse shape than if you watch the mainstream media, because you're going to get the wrong directions to go to the wrong destinations for your belief systems. All right, let's go back and listen to this again, just for kicks.
Dr. Ana Maria Mihalcea has captured in great detail what the scientific literature describes as effective technologies that exist today.
Now, Dr. Mihalcea said in her video that is being passed around widely that there is no spike protein, and that in point of fact, all the negative aspects and results of the injections are 100% technology. So she's just thrown out spike protein biology. In total, it's gone. She renounced it. It's done. All right, so here he is.
Technology such as quantum dots. Quantum dots are nanotechnology with the ability to organize, operate, communicate, and build structures within the blood.
Where's the proof? I'd like to know about nanotechnology and quantum dots. I'm not seeing any real hard science on it. Another thing that Dr. Ana does is quote Karen Kingston as being the ultimate proof of what she's saying, as Karen Kingston found in the patents. Patents are not proof of anything, except somebody filed a right to control an idea, a concept, or a process, or a procedure, or some other technology. You can get a patent and it doesn't work. Not all patents work. That isn't a proof of anything.
That's right.
Anything else?
Well, it's these are bold statements. You know, if you want to refute the existence of the spike protein and replace it with this narrative, well, let's see some proof. You must have done some experiments.
We're only getting words from somebody who claims to be able to see nanotechnology with a dark field microscope.
That's right.
This is really asinine stuff. And she may be a wonderful person, but there's nothing of substance here that people should be taking home and coveting as the Holy Grail truth. It's not.
No, and these are,
go ahead.
Again, distractions from keeping people,
yes,
from understanding what is really happening when they're exposed to this bioweapon, how it's working, what they can do about it, if anything. That remains to be seen. And again, it's covering up these bioweapons programs that are in full swing. There's more coming down the pike if people can't wake up to what's going on. This is not about turning you into a transhuman. No, this is about controlling your health, making you a slave to the system, completely dependent on whatever the health dictates are, and whatever therapeutics or countermeasures they have to negate what they've done to you.
All right, very good. All right, let's get through this here.
Within the blood. They do so with a tunable photoluminescence that can be programmed to dictate various tasks via optical communication.
A tunable photoluminescence somehow guides and instructs these quantum dots, which are apparently nano, and you can see them right there in a dark field microscope, to do all sorts of things. So they just tune up the photoluminescence, and the quantum dots go to work building all these nefarious things in your body. Wow.
Description and images displayed in the scientific literature compared to what Mihail Sia's dark field microscopy has captured are the same. You can see the quantum dots blinking in different colors, acting as the artificial intelligence directing the self-assembly around them.
See, there's that word, self-assembly. And we're looking at a dark field video of blood, and there are little bright dots that appear to change color a little bit. And they're in a round air bubble in the blood. Now, we've seen air bubbles in blood many, many times in all the images that have been proffered out there. But, just tune that luminescence up there, and those little dots will go right to work, those little nano quantum dots that can't be seen.
Bubbles are created within the blood that act as construction sites. Within these construction bubbles, the quantum dots organize the various materials into self-assembly. These technologies are being found in both the blood of the vaccinated and in the blood of the unvaccinated. Depending on what materials are needed, the quantum dots will trigger them into self-assembly. The COVID vaccines...
There it is again. Quantum dots, self-assembly. Quantum dots, self-assembly. All right.
Full of rare and heavy metals to make all manner of nanotechnology. But it seems as if almost everyone is infected with some sort of nanotech.
Now, why would he say that? Where's the proof? First of all, I wouldn't be surprised, but where's the proof? Again, you cannot create science by declaration. Where's the proof? Are they testing people for nanotech infestations? I don't know of any tests. This is just hearsay. This is just, they're spinning stuff up out of nothing.
According to several research teams, everyone's blood seems to contain the materials required to produce the filaments and the latticework for this technology. Blood samples that appear to be healthy have been completely transformed by applying a mere 10 milliamps of electric current for 2 hours. And it looks as if we may...
Okay, that's enough. Anyhow, just a word to the wise, when you hear and see things, don't rush to accept it. Suspend judgment. Take it under advisement, as they say. Because a lot of this is sheer crapola. It's garbage. You cannot see nanotech with a dark field microscope. Forget it. So the whole theory, the whole argument is out the window right there. We're talking about things that they cannot observe. All right.
Well, anyway, they can't prove. They've got a narrative, and they can't prove it.
No. And again, I don't want to knock Greg Reese, but he needs to do a little better job with this stuff. Start asking more serious questions and understanding.
Well,
it's
the old adage that
microscopy.
You know, a lie repeated often enough becomes the truth, and these narratives are getting pushed around, and that's giving them some sort of credibility.
Right.
Just even though they're not credible.
Just because they're out there and being played and guests are spewing the same stuff on all these platforms, it doesn't make it real. It doesn't make it real.
Well, think about it. They did the same thing with the COVID narrative, with the mainstream media. They repeated the exaggerations over and over again, and it got people to line up for a lethal injection, to demand a lethal injection.
Demand driving to different cities and all kinds of things just to get that fear. It's all fear-based.
And I would contend that the followers of the alt-news platforms have a target on their back at this point because they were smart enough not to take the shot. So,
unvaxxed are clearly in the crosshairs. They built into this thing, believe me, they built into this the idea that shedding would pick up the refusers.
There's no question.
It's all been planned. All right. Here's this young lady that we played before. I think you're going to be amazed at what she has to say. We're going to play this. Her name is Nicole. So here
now, don't
we
forget, she was this was 2+ years ago. I want to say it was March of 2021.
Well, we started in February, and yeah, she was on board right then. She knew. How she knew, I don't know. She was a nurse, and I guess she did some serious thinking and figured it out. She knew. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, guys, I did a live video the other day, but it got taken down. Somebody shared my video, and it got shared by somebody else who tagged it, and it resulted in a ton of trolls. And after the ton of trolls, I must have got a ton of reports and got taken down. But there are a bunch of videos going around about how being around people who have had the, we'll call it backs, are now experiencing severe symptoms. And this is from shedding off of the spike proteins. And if you want the information on this, hi everyone who's hopping on, you can go to my website and there are informational videos on there that explain the whole process of what's happening and why this is happening to women. There's a woman giving out the warning about this and many, many people who have reached out to me and given me countless, I don't even want to call it testimonials, but told me their own personal stories. And I'll go into that in a second. But there are women and men. Hi, Chris, I'll let you on in a second. Women and men who have come into close proximity of people who have had the vaccination. And once they do this, these people are, a lot of people want to call it shedding. But when people think of shedding, they're thinking shedding off of when you get the weakened viral vaxes. But that's not what this is. This is gene therapy that's causing your body to make these spike proteins. This is the mRNA gene therapy. This is an grand human experimentation. This is not anything that's ever been done before. It is, in fact, altering the human makeup of the body. So what's happening is that process starts in the human body and doesn't stop. And it's coming out in their breath. It's coming out through their pores. So spike proteins, what they're finding is dangerous to human tissue. This is what's causing reproductive problems in people. This is what's causing, you know, the sterilization of people. Women who have come in contact with, and men, I have men too, who have come in contact with people who have had this backs, and I'm saying it this way so I don't take my video down, have suddenly become covered in strange bruises. Women have had as young as 10-year-olds starting their periods early, 11-year-olds getting 2 periods in a month suddenly from being around people who have had this done to them. People getting severe migraines, disrupted sleep patterns, people having clots the size of their fists, people that were in menopause for years suddenly having severe periods with grapefruit-sized blood clots. This is happening to all kinds of people. Men that are, their spouse had the vaccine and they go to bed at night and sleep next to their spouse, wake up covered in bruises. Countless testimonies. If you go to my website, truthunmasked.org, and click on Stay Away, and then it says Warning, you can see a video of a doctor, and his name is there. He's explaining this process to you, and another woman who's giving you this warning. There's yet another doctor who is warning her patients that you need to call ahead of time and let them know if you've had the backs, because she doesn't want you in the office because they treat pregnant patients, and she doesn't want people who have had it around the patients because of this, because there's a risk of people having stillborn or damaged fetuses if they're around people who have had this BAX, because it can affect and cause miscarriages. And there, doctors who aren't being stupid and going along with all this CDC bullshit are trying to keep their patients safe. So I'll read a couple of these comments here. My partner is getting sudden nosebleeds with huge clots. Somebody else said they're getting migraines. I just got off my third period in less than 2 months, been around four total schmaxinated people. Somebody else just said, I must have had a headache this last week right now because of these retards. And it's true. And I know somebody else on here, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but lost a pet who had schmaxinated people were petting their pet and lost their pet. This is how dangerous this is. So in the last 48 hours, I have heard horrific stories, and I'm adding them to the website as fast as I can so people can see that this is not a conspiracy theory. This is people really coming out and saying it. There's no way of knowing how long that it lasts. They're saying that the human body, there's no way of knowing if the human body will ever shut off this mechanism of producing these spike proteins. So the people that get the schmaxine may produce these spike proteins forever. So it may never be safe to go near them again. They may stop producing them at some point, so it may be safe to go near them again. I'm putting this warning out because we each, as individuals, have to make our own safe decisions. If you have small children, I would recommend you make the safe choice to never go near them again. That would be my smart decision. Stay the hell away from them. So people have said to me, so now you're advocating for social distancing? No, I'm advocating for using your damn brain. Find out who's had this shit. Use your mouth because you want to be safe. These people are not smart people. These people are not people who care about your health at all, because they've done no research and have not used any common sense. They are doing things that are actually going to harm everyone around them. They've used no smart, sound decision-making at all. And now they're just walking around hurting everyone around them worse than ever before. Bad enough they wore these bacterial rags over their mouth, increasing risk of illness to everyone around them. Now they're really increasing the risk of sterility and bleeding out of everyone around them just by existing. So have the balls to ask people, have you been vaccinated? And stay the hell away from them. Don't social distance from people that have not been vaccinated. Stay near people that have not been vaccinated. It is healthy to interact with other humans. Be near those that are believers, that are smart, that are wise, but stay the hell away from these zombified retards. Stay away from them. I'm going to upload this video onto my big Instagram in hopes that it does not get deleted like my last one. I would have gone live from my big Instagram, but yet again, I am in live video jail for another 30 days that was reset again today because these trolls will not leave me the hell alone. I'm going to go off. I might come back on and go live again with Chris. What about a grocery store? How do we stay away? They promote this stupid social distancing. If you see someone that's acting like a straight-up retard, stay away from them. All of these people that have gotten the vaccinations, most of them are obedient, slave-minded morons. They are telling the obedient, slave-minded morons to continue wearing a mask after a vaccine, so usually you can spot them a mile away. You can see they're wearing a mask. If they're wearing a mask, you can pretty much assume that they're taking the vaccine. This is not like a crazy assumption. It's pretty obvious. Don't go near people wearing a mask. Stay the hell away from them. Just, you have to start. These are the hard decisions I said the other day on the video. We all knew these days were coming. We all knew the hard decision days were coming. Here they are. These are hard decision days. So it's time to make the hard decision days. They deleted. Oh, they did not. Did they off Instagram? You notice any joyous fat fucks in the park, it's because they've been back. Stay away. Exactly. My wife has health problems. I shared your website with her. Feel free to share my website with anyone. There's a lot of good information on there about how to avoid the medical mafia. If you guys ever share informational websites with me. Down at the bottom of the my website are a list of websites that I recommend that will give you good information too. There's an entire page called MaskEDU.
Okay, I'm going to stop that one there. We've got only 2 minutes left on it, so I think we got most of it in. You'll see why we played that video once, probably twice, 2 years ago, because here's somebody, surprise, surprise, who got it. And we were very happy to see that. It was reflecting almost everything we were saying at the time. And she's a former nurse, so we did play it. And she could have made this video last week, yesterday, and it would be just fine, the same. Nothing new.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, which one do you want to jump into next? The second
let's
one?
Let's see. With second one.
The girl's wearing the green, the other lady wearing green.
Yep.
Okay, let me pull that up. All right, hold on. Make sure it goes. Okay, now I got to go to 215. Pardon me while I cue this up. It's got to load here, too. Okay,
The Truth Unmasked, so we'll be talking about
202,
the nurses.
There it is. Okay. Let me make sure it's ready. Okay, now this is the same lady, Nicole, with another lady who's, I think, also another health professional. All right.
What are the latest happenings? Because, quite frankly, it seems like it never, ever, ever, ever ends. So, let's take it away.
This is also 2 years ago.
Well, I don't think it's going to end. I don't think the intention is for it to end. Sorry, I'm ice packing my phone. Can I just say that Apple products are the worst products under the sun? That scam. Yeah, I'm ice packing. My phone is overheating. I don't know why it just did it. And it's updated all the way too. I don't think the intention is for any of this to end. So,
we mentioned all of our deaths.
Right. And I think I am pleased to see a lot more people getting a little more bold as people are starting to, I think people are starting to see the reality of it. I think that even people that were speaking out the truth right along had some level of denial through all this. They were always thinking, well, it can't get as bad as it says it's going to get. Like, we're never going to actually see this hit the level of, mass worldwide genocide. We're never actually going to see that. There's no way it actually can get to this. Even though they were speaking it out, there's always that level of, it's like an instinctual thing. Like, human beings have the instinct to survive, to continue your species on. So you never can grasp that level of such a sinister thing happening, but we're standing in it and we're watching it. And there's still people that are in denial, because I'll tell you, if you go to my website, I'm adding those testimonials regularly, and I talk to people every day, and they're still in denial. Just when you talk to them, and they know for a fact that just being around somebody that was vaccinated, and we keep using the word vaccinated, it's not, that we're injected with this bioweapon and are now exhaling or excreting out some part of their body, these spike proteins that other people are now inhaling or getting into their body by being in the vicinity of them, they know what it is causing to their own body once they're around them, but they still walk around in a denial, and they're like, what can I do to stop this? I want to still be able to be around these specific people. I want to still be able to continue to work at this place that I work at where these people have had this injection of, this poison. Because I'm not going to keep referring to it as vaccination. That's not what it is.
I like the term fake sanation.
That's good. Because it's not a vaccination. People are calling it gene therapy. It truly is a bioweapon to turn the person that's injected with it into a weapon themselves to harm people around them. And if they don't have that massive systemic inflammatory response, which is what those spike proteins are going to do at that time, they're going to have it in the future. And I don't know if it was the head of Pfizer, I think it was, that came out and said that it will happen to them either next year or within the next 3 to 5 years. It's
each year shortening their lifespan, and it's going to do that to the people that are around them. So I can't stress it enough. We really are in, you know, the last of the last days. It's tough decision times. The last days aren't meant to be the easy days on, you know, this plane of existence. They're tough decision days. You have to live rightly. You have to live righteously. You have to live set apart from this society. You have to not want to be aligned with it, and you have to make those tough decisions. And some of these decisions are going to, sadly, be life or death. And what you have to grasp is it's not your fault you have to make those decisions. These are satanic, sinister fucks that did this to us, but now here we are. We're still here. We have to make those decisions. So do you want to be around someone who was ignorant enough to weaponize themselves? Do you want to? If you choose to, that's on you. There are risks. Maybe you'll be around them and not happen to inhale this and have that stuff happen to you, but there is a good chance that it will happen to you. There's a good chance. You just have to make those decisions each day. There are a lot of healthcare professionals that are looking at things that you can do if you do happen to come in contact with these weaponized people who are ignorant enemies of those of us that are doing the right thing, to help alleviate the symptoms that come upon you. Some of these symptoms, and tell me to shut up, Lori, if I talk too much, please. I love you, and one of my downfalls is I ramble and don't shut up. But one of the symptoms is bleeding. These spike proteins attack tissue and cause bleeding. They attack the reproductive tracts of men and women. Sterilization obviously is an end goal. Everyone has heard this. If you've looked into Agenda 2030, if you've looked into any of these sinister plots of the New World Order, you know what their end goal is. You've heard out of Bill Gates' mouth several times about sterilization. You know that depopulating.
What he has done in India and Africa with sterilization via vaccines.
Right. People are dropping dead in India from the mass vaccination by the tens of thousands now. But there are things you can do if you've been in contact with people and you're having this excess bleeding, like the excess menstruation and the bleeding. If you don't understand what the physiology in your body is, there's a lot of healthcare providers that are doing some extra research. And I'm going, before the day's end, I will be putting up a post on my website that will explain all this and will have the research and the articles that back this up. There's extra nutrients that you can take, and I strongly recommend you take these in liquid format. Taking supplements in tablet format, the problem with that is, by the time it reaches your large intestine, you may not have broke it down and absorbed it in your small intestine, so you're going to pass it out before you absorb it. Plus, a lot of times the fillers may have some petroleum basis to them, which is what is a lot of the cause of these cancerous cells in people, so you're just causing yourself a disservice. So to get yourself liquid forms of any of these supplements is the best bet. But vitamin C, of course, mega dosing that is going to boost your immune system, and it's going to help.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there, and we have one more clip that we'll play Wednesday. We'll wrap this up. The bottom line here is that shedding, you must understand, please always keep this in mind, was part of this entire bioweapon deployment. They knew that they were weaponizing all those who took the shots. They knew that they would be able to get a downline reaction out of those people to spread it to the unvaxxed. And it's working.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think, you know, now that we're 2 years past the initial rollout, people have let down their guard somewhat. But I still see more people coming into the vax-shedding group. People that are obviously they've hit that threshold for their own body where they are reacting now in very adverse ways to this poison. And some of these people are very, very sick. Very sick.
Very, very sick.
Now, what that is, I mean, we have to bear in mind the virus is still out there. You know, what they're experiencing may be the sign of an actual infection with the virus, or it could be your body's reaction to that noxious protein. And it was designed to be highly inflammatory and to irritate and antagonize your immune system. And one of the hypersensitivity responses that seems to be common is this mast cell activation syndrome, MCAS, which is very difficult to...
Let's talk about it on Wednesday. We'll go into that.
Yeah. It's a very difficult symptomatology to manage. So if you can, want to stay below that threshold. But I think it's a little too late for some people.
For, I think, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Wednesday, we'll also talk about this University of Colorado Boulder study that's being resurrected and pushed around again, which is fine. And it says it has now shown, without question, this study, that the unvaxxed can become passively vaxxed or exposed to the bioweapon via aerosols, which is what
That came out in May of 2022. We covered it, and now
a year ago.
They're acting as if it just came out. No, it's been out for over a year. And it did show that children living in a vaxxed household were developing antibodies to the spike protein. So how would that happen?
Yeah, it's called shedding.
Yeah.
This woman, Nicole, the nurse, was right on this early on, as we were, and nothing much has really changed. We've learned a lot more of the minutiae of it, but the basic rules are, if you really want to protect yourself, and this goes for both the vaxxed and the unvaxxed, as I've tried to make clear many, many times, especially the unvaxxed, you need to self-isolate as much as you can. Because every time you're around the vaxxed, it's like being around a radioactive emitter. You're getting a little more radiation. Now, if you just do it once in a while, your body can probably handle it. But if you're getting emitted upon every day, or damn near every day, or God forbid someone else in your house is an opposite vax status that you are, you're going to get it all the time. And we have much to talk about. We didn't get to all of it tonight. We got to most of it. But there's a lot out there. So this University of Colorado study, again, proved without question that aerosols spread the bioweapon. No
That's
question.
Right.
All right, it's all there. Anything else to add? We didn't get quite to where we wanted to, but we got close.
Yeah, we'll get to it on Wednesday. That's fine.
All right. Very good. Okay. Thanks to all of you for caring. Thanks for being out there. Do share these videos. Send them around. They're free. This will be posted on the homepage within the next couple, 3-4 hours, something like that. It'll be up there. So thanks, partner. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
All right. We'll be right back with hour 3 coming up next.